106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We were off to the Rock Lions for a little Titan conversation with OG head coach Ken Schreiner. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Kahuna. How you doing today?
Good. Always a little tough to come back after a tough loss and do a little rehashing, but I'm guessing you've been doing plenty of that over the last week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we look back at that game down at St. Mary's, and honestly, we wished there was a vacuum and we could erase that from our memory. We didn't play real well. We made way too many mistakes, and the scoreboard obviously showed it when it was done.
Sure, but I think if you ask any coach, I don't care whether it's football, soccer, or basketball, this is also an opportunity to teach, and I'm guessing that's pretty much the way you have to approach it, eh?
That's the way we approached practice this week, was, you know, kind of learn from our mistakes, and hopefully we can use those mistakes and, you know, better ourselves as a team and go on from there and, you know, approach this week much better with a great attitude, and, you know, hopefully we can go out and get a win.
Well, obviously St. Mary's is a good program, so you knew you were going up against a good football team when you went down there. Was it a combination of things that led to the outcome, or is it just that you guys just didn't play well? I mean, is it that simple?
Well, anytime you turn the ball over four times in one game, plus you give up a special team score, things aren't going to go well. And, you know, that was obvious on the scoreboard right off the bat. You know, we threw, I think in the first quarter, we had two interceptions. That may have been our third interception in the first quarter. So, you know, but it was just a culmination of stupidity on our part. We made a lot of mistakes that we don't normally make, and hopefully we can erase those and go on from there.
Well, and again, it's an opportunity to kind of get a feel for what the team's like and how resilient they are, not just based on what happened Friday night, but what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, and how you react from something like that is always key. And right away Saturday morning, we approached our team meeting and we talked about that. You know, how do you feel? How do you approach this week? And are you going to bounce back? Or are you going to let that hover over your head and ruin the next few days? And I think our kids are resilient, and probably much more so than the coaches. I think, you know, I know from my own perspective, I'm awful grumpy for a week, and I'm ready to get this game kicked off tonight and get things going.
Keep in mind, these are young kids. You probably have to be careful how you approach this. These kids are young and bouncing back, and this is not easy for them too.
Yeah, the mental status of working with a young man is quite often a challenge, and you know, we as coaches talk about the psychology major in all of us, and I don't like psychology, but unfortunately that's something that you get to deal with. And you know, these kids have lives outside of football. We want them to have fun. We want them to grow up and be great people, and you know, it's always a challenge when we get them on the field and, you know, things aren't going well. And sometimes you get a, you know, as a coach you get after them, and then you start wondering, man, I wonder if something else is going on. But you know, hopefully we balance that, and hopefully we're making good decisions for our kids.
Sure. You got another road game tonight. You head down to Lima Bath. What do you expect from the Wildcats?
You know, they're a tough physical running football team. They run the ball. They're not really a high proficient passing team, but you know, it's a team that, you know, can be dangerous. They've got good athletes all over the field. They are playing a lot of young guys. Hopefully this is a chance for us to go out and be aggressive in what we do and play well.
And how about your captains? Do you have your captains for tonight's game?
Yes, we do. Our captains for tonight, and we select these guys each week after we meet as coaches and talk, but the four guys that we came up to lead us on the field are Danny Rosales, Aaron Riemann, Logan Clark, and Logan Huffman. Those guys are going to go out for the coin toss tonight.
They're good. Coach, we wish you the best of luck tonight against Bath. Go Titans.
All right. Thanks, Kahuna.